province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The global network outage has been fixed. That's according to internet infrastructure company Cloudflare, which says it experienced an unusual traffic spike which led to the crash. Newswatch's Tamasha Khani has more.
Earlier today, Cloudflare said it was experiencing an internal service degradation. It warned that this would lead to the intermittent disruption of internet services. The crash affected companies including OpenAI, Spotify, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Cloudflare processes more than 20% of all internet traffic. It recently announced a new measure aimed at blocking AI crawlers from accessing content without payment or permission from website owners. While the cloud company says the breakdown has been resolved, it's warned that some customers may still experience issues logging into their dashboard. It's currently conducting maintenance across all its networks. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's economy is showing encouraging signs. That's what Premier Thabiso Ntuli has told the National Council of Provinces. He gave an update on major infrastructure projects set to create around 60,000 jobs. Last month, KZN secured a 100 billion rand at its investment conference. Ntuli says infrastructure development is the backbone of an inclusive economic growth.
The 227 billion in eThekwini development corridors, a 2 billion tourism resort in Ilembe, a 463 million Greater Mthonjane bulk water scheme, and in August, we launched the KwaZulu-Natal Infrastructure Council, a long-term engine coordinating a 3.9 trillion pipeline of catalytic projects over the next 30 years. We have taken a zero-tolerance stance against construction mafias. In KwaZulu-Natal, they don't have a place.
An inquest docket has been opened after the body of a man was found in Verulam, north of Durban. The 41-year-old was found in his room in Grangetown this morning with a firearm next to him. Verulam police are investigating the circumstances around his death. And U.S. Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent says under American presidency, the G20 will have fewer participants. He says the G20 has basically become the G100 this past year. Speaking at the White House, Bessent said a concentrated group in Miami would see the best the U.S. has to offer when it takes over the presidency next month. 42 countries will participate in this weekend's G20 leader summit in Johannesburg, where South Africa will hand over the presidency to the U.S. in absentia. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.